Good afternoon, CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Batitatoekwe. In our top stories, the late former CAF president, Issa Hayatou, has been laid to rest in Garoua today following a funeral attended by world-class football managers and a cream of national and international dignitaries. He has been posthumously raised by President Paul Biya to the rank of Grand Officer of the National Order of Valor. Out of Cameroon, 16 people have been killed in clashes between local rebels and pro-government militias in the Democratic Republic of Congo. In sports, Cameroon's under 20 women football squad has left the country for Colombia, where they'll take part in this year's Women's Football Cup. A development of these stories and more shortly. But first, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Former one-time president of the World Football Governing Body, FIFA, and president of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, for 3 decades, Issa Hayatou, has been posthumously raised to the rank of Grand Officer of the National Order of Valor. The highest national civilian distinction was handed today in Garoua by Sports and Physical Education Minister Professor Narcisse Moelekombe on behalf of President Paul Biya before his interment at the family cemetery in Laindé. Dozens of national and international dignitaries attended the funeral, amongst them the President of FIFA and CAF and the Minister of State, Minister of Tourism and Leisure, Maigari Bello Buba. A new telephone line has been made available by the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife, which will serve in collecting information related to illegal activities in the forest zone in Cameroon. The 4-digit number 1507 was made public by Jules Dorendongo, Forestry and Wildlife Minister, who urged forest operators to make judicious use of the number to track down unscrupulous forest exploiters. The toll-free number is available from Mondays to Fridays between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Calls can equally be made via the different communication platforms available in the country. A multi-purpose ship codenamed La Drague Chantal Biya, belonging to the Douala Port Authority, is back in the country after thorough servicing in Nigeria. The vessel, which was sent to the ship side dry dock Port Harcourt in 2022, was received today upon arrival at the container terminal of the Douala Bonaberry Seaport during a ceremony presided over by the Director General of the Douala Port Authority, Cyrus Ngaw. And this press release, the chairman of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, CONAC, Reverend Dr. Dedone Masigams, informs the national and international public that the institution will organize a corruption-free back-to-school campaign in the 10 regions of Cameroon from the 19th to the 24th of August, 2024. The theme for this year's campaign is Let's Work Together for a Corruption-Free 2024-2025 School Year. During this period, teams from CONAC will be visiting schools, decentralized services of the education sector, and areas with a high population density to sensitize the national education community on the need to avoid any corrupt practices in the education sector in general, and particularly during the sensitive period of the start of the new school year. The official ceremony to launch the nationwide campaign will take place in the town of Akonolinga, Nyong and Fumu Division of the Central Region on Tuesday, 20th of August, 2024. Meanwhile, the chairman of CONAC urges all stakeholders in the education sector to report any abuses they may be victims or witnesses of during the sensitive period of the beginning of the new school year to the following CONAC contacts: WhatsApp 658-262682, hotline 1517, email info@conac.cm, website www.conac.cm. CONAC is always ready to listen and contact them. They will do the rest. Signed, Dr. Dedone Masigams, Chairman of CONAC, President of CONAC. This other press release, the director of the National Advanced School of Engineering of Yaoundé wishes to invite candidates registered for the competitive examinations into the first year of the school and having at least a score of 5 papers with grade A at the GCE advanced level obtained only in the 2024 session to come to the admissions office of the National Advanced School of Engineering of Yaoundé for urgent issue concerning them. Signed by the director, Professor Ayisi Raoul. And this other announcement, candidates for the first year DUT entrance exam at the IUT/FV of the University of Chang in Banjul and JFN of Douala Center of Yaoundé are informed that the list of candidates are posted at the ENSPY of the University of Yaoundé 1. Candidates are kindly requested to consult the said list for any complaints prior to the competition, which will take place on Saturday, August 17, 2024. Paper, mathematics, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Physics and general knowledge, 1 to 4 p.m. Candidates must arrive at the center at least 30 minutes before the beginning of each test. We take you out of Cameroon, where 16 people have been killed following clashes between local rebels and pro-government militias in Rutshuru in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The fighting is believed to be backed by neighboring Rwanda and local Wazalendo warriors who often fight alongside Congolese security forces. The violence occurred despite a ceasefire announced earlier this month, which aimed to help provide aid to millions of displaced people in the region that has been overrun by more than 120 armed groups vying for control of the area's natural resources. And in sports, the under-20 women's football team of Cameroon is en route to Bogota in Colombia, ahead of the Women's World Cup in that category that will run from the 31st of August to the 22nd of September. Coach Hassan Bala and his 24 players left the Simalen International Airport last night after a month of training in Yaoundé. The under-20 lionesses are drawn in Pool A in the upcoming tournament alongside the host country Colombia, Australia, and Mexico. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
And you're welcome back. President Paul Biya has posthumously raised the late former CAF president and former interim FIFA president Issa Hayatou to the rank of Grand Officer of the National Order of Valor. This was done in Garoua today by Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcis Mwele Kombi, who represented President Paul Biya at the funeral. The funeral was attended by a cream of international and national dignitaries, such as the presidents of CAF, Patrice Motsepe, FIFA, Gianni Infantino, and scores of cabinet ministers, sports legends, and traditional leaders, including the Lamido of Garoua. Charles Ebune reports.
The North Regional Capital, Garoua, the sunrise and the sunset of one of the world's most distinguished sports administrators, Issa Hayatou, and a fair crew of the global sports family belong to plus 50 years, comes to Garoua today, August 18, 2024, to bid him farewell. Amongst them, the president of the Federation of International Football Association, Gianni Infantino, the president of the Confederation of African Football, Patrice Motsepe, all at the head of institutions. Issa Hayatou was at the head before them. The almost 3 decades leadership at the Confederation of African Football and the almost 5 months as interim president of FIFA are hailed, which were the outcome of experience gained as the Secretary General of the Cameroon Football Federation, as President of the Cameroon Football Federation, as a member of the International Olympic Committee, and above all, as an athletics champion. The Global Celebrity Leadership Crew is completed by the host of national dignitaries in Garoua today with 27 degrees Celsius at funeral time. Almost the entire North elite is present, including the Minister of State for Tourism, Maigari Bello Buba, other cabinet members, including Grégoire Wona of Labour and Social Security, corporate Cameroon bosses, the family, and as a Garoua prince, the Lamido of the city attends the funeral of the town's jewel to the world, Issa Hayatou. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, is personally represented at the funeral of Issa Hayatou by Sports and Physical Education Minister Nasis Muele Kombi. The Muslim-based funeral rites are performed for Allah to welcome Issa Hayatou in his endless kingdom. The state decorates him with the rank of Grand Officer of the National Order of Allah posthumously and interred privately. Issa Hayatou was born on Friday, August 9, 1946. Issa Hayatou is buried Friday, August 18, 2024. Issa Hayatou had a celestially arranged seal deal with Friday. Allahu Akbar.
The aircraft carrying the mortal remains of the board president of ANAFUT and one-time president of FIFA and CAF arrived earlier today at the Garoua International Airport for the last lap of his journey to eternity, on hand to receive the head of state's personal representative, Professor Nasis Muele Kombi, was the North Governor Jean Abate Edi. Our reporter, Mercy Ashunya Boye, reports on the funeral ceremony at the airport, closely followed by prayers at the Grand Mosque.
Pain and emptiness gripped the faces of mourners who turned out Garoua International Airport to pay their last respect to a monumental football personality, Issa Hayatou. Abdoulaye Hayatou is the first child of the deceased. Papa was an exceptional personality with an exceptional destiny and high values. His words were sacred, and this brought a lot of deception, especially in the domains of politics and generally the geopolitical arena. His wish has always been to unite. The one-time FIFA and CAF president and board president of ANAFUT was laid in state before the head of state's personal representative and Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Nasis Muele Kombi. Also present was the President of FIFA, Gianni Infantino, and the President of CAF, Patrice Motsepe.
Paying my personal deep condolences and the condolences of 54 member associations of CAF to Mrs. Marie-Claire Hayatou and to the Hayatou family. I want to say for us in Africa, and I know that the presence of our brother Gianni Infantino also expresses the deep love and admiration and respect that all of us had and will continue to have for our president Issa Hayatou.
After laying a wreath on the coffin of the deceased, prayers were raised to Allah, followed by a message of condolence from the head of state. The deceased was raised to the rank of Grand Officer of National Order of Merit, conveyed to the Grand Mosque for prayers before burial in Laindi Garoua, conducted strictly for family members. Mercy Ashunya Bey, CLTV News, Garoua.
The mortal remains of the former president of CAF and board chair of the National Football Academy in Cameroon, Issa Hayatou, who died on August 8, 2024 in Paris, arrived in the country last night via the Nsimalen International Airport, on hand to receive the cups of the seasoned football administrator, was the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, who represented the head of state, President Paul Biya. Ben Collins knew Iberiwa was there.
It was a long and gloomy night from the Nsimalen International Airport to the lakeside residence of former president of the Confederation of African Football, Issa Hayatou. After a long wait in the hall for national arrivals, the flight that transported the season's football administrator finally touched down on the tarmac of the Nsimalen International Airport at 10:41 p.m. The mortal remains of President Issa Hayatou were taken to the hall by family members, who were consoled by the representative of the head of state, government ministers, former colleagues, collaborators, and friends. The ceremony at the airport that was dedicated only to prayers, led by Imam Buba Goigoi of the Chinga Islamic Complex, lasted less than 2 minutes. Grieved over his demise, the ministers of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Fotsu, and of State Property, Surveys and Land Tenure, Henry Eyebe Ayisi, recount glorious moments of Mr. Issa Ayatu.
When he was appointed by the head of SES as board chair of the ANAFUD, we had several times to work together.
President Issa Ayatu was a great man, a great leader. His dimension, his contribution for our country, Cameroon, and globally for Africa. We are proud about what he has done. Let's be committed to continue.
The Director General of the Cameroon Radio Television, Sharon Dungu, remembers a great football administrator.
I knew him also simply like a man, a great man. I used to be invited in his house, and it is a big sorrow that we are losing that man. His personal stature as a great man.
Among the officials from the Continental Governing Football Body who arrived in Cameroon for the burial of Issa Ayatu this Thursday night is the Secretary General of CAF, Veron Mosengo Ongwa, who described the fallen as a man who modernized African football.
Absolutely. He's one of the father of modernization and improving of football in the continent. I remember his fight with FIFA order to improve the number of the African club participating in the World Cup. For me, this is the one achievement that nobody can take it off from him.
Great loss to African football.
A very big loss.
From the Simalen International Airport, the corpse of the Prince of Garoua, accompanied by Mrs. Ayatu, family members and mourners, was conveyed to his lakeside residence in Yaoundé.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Now on to something else. The multi-purpose ship named La Drague Chantal Biya, belonging to the Douala Ports Authority, has anchored in Douala after complete renovation in Nigeria. The vessel that was sent to the shipside dry dock Port Harcourt in 2022 for servicing was received this Friday at the container terminal of the Douala Bonaberry Seaport during a ceremony presided over by the Director General of the Douala Port Authority, Cyrus Ngor. Pontianus Lawong reports.
Chantal Biya is back. The multipurpose dredging vessel of the Douala Ports Authority is completely overhauled after spending 3 years at the shipside dry dock in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Its 9 engines have been renewed, the dredging mechanism reviewed, its electricity system renovated, and the bodywork panebitted and sprayed, among others. The 6 billion francs worth ship, acquired some 27 years ago, is once again fit to carry out all dredging work and other functions for the Douala Ports Authority after 13 years of inactivity. Captain Eric Fofier led the technical crew that took the vessel to Port Harcourt.
It's a trailing dredger. It can also dredge mechanically using the crane and a stationary dredging. So we have all those functions together. You will not find a vessel like Chantal Biya. It was built specially for this our water, for Douala Port.
Receiving the ship at the container terminal of the Douala Bonaberry Seaport, the Director General of the Douala Ports Authority, Cyrus Ngor, challenged the technical crew to maintain it in good shape for at least 25 more years. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
The shallow nature of the Douala seaport makes it an obligation to dredge for big vessels to reach shore and accost. This exercise was outsourced for a long time to private and mostly foreign companies, an expensive collaboration which made Cameroon dependent on their services, weakening its sovereignty. In the following report, Veronica Benyala looks at the acquisition of the Chantal Biya dredging ship and says Cameroon does not only benefit financially, it now has control over the arrival and departures of vessels at its main seaport.
The high cost of paying for private companies to dig out sand from the seabed of the Douala seaport came with a price tag of over 10.5 billion francs per year. Despite the high costs, work was never satisfactory, and ships will sometimes wait online too long to reach the Douala Bonaberry coast. In a bid to improve the performance of its main seaport, the management of the Douala Ports Authority decided to take matters in their hands. The Régie Déléguée du Dragage was created as an affiliate of PAD to manage dragging and was concretized by the acquisition of the dragging boat baptized Chantal Biya. Since then, the operational cost of keeping the seaport at 7 meters deep now falls below the cost of 5 billion francs per year. Added to the reduced cost, work goes on quietly at the RDDA without constant threats of strikes and shutdowns, which used to paralyze the ports. The acquisition of the dredging boat goes beyond the smooth workflow and the money saved for other duties. It is considered a matter of national sovereignty, the ports of the country, and one as important and sensitive like the Douala Seaport cannot be left in the hands of foreigners. The Douala Bonaberi Seaport is a major highway into and out of the country, serving as the best access way for goods and services. The nationalization of the dredging of the channel reduces the risk of frequent blackmail of shutdown, which was often brandished by the private multinational companies to whom this sovereign activity was often outsourced. Veronica Benyela, CRTV News, Douala.
A toll-free number to denounce unscrupulous behavior and illegal activities in the forestry sector has been made available to the public. The four-digit number 1507, put in service by the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife, was presented to various stakeholders in Yaoundé today in the following excerpt of an interview selected by Sam Lingom. Minister Jules Dorin Dongo expands on the advantages of this toll-free number. Take a listen.
We have just witnessed the official launching of the use of our toll-free number, that is 1507, which has been put in service in order to help MINFOF users and other Cameroonians to denounce each kind of abuses they are victim of. Because what we know on the field is that at the barrier we put in place in order to control documents of heavy truck carrying logs, sometimes drivers or economic operators are victims of bad habits from our personnel. So with this number, they can give information to our service, and after that, we launch investigation team on the field to check what happened and what kind of measures we can take in order to fight those bad habits, in order to bring more governance in management of forestry and wildlife, our natural resources.
That was the Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules Dorin Dongo. The 8th edition of the ICT camp will take place in Edea in the Sanaga Maritime Division from the 20th to the 24th of August 2024. The event to bring together children from the division and its environs will take place under the theme Artificial Intelligence, Opportunity and Challenges for a Patriotic Youth. Of the 1,000 youths expected to attend, more than 700 have already registered. Gladys Atimba and Chechuma Banla of CRTV Littoral reports that preparations ahead of the event are intensifying. Meanwhile, registration continues.
The ICT Camp is an annual event that brings together children aged between 10 and 18 during the holidays to introduce best practices in cybersecurity as well as responsible and patriotic use of digital platforms. 1 week to the 8th edition of the event to take place in Edea in the Sanaga Maritime Division of the Littoral Region, preparations are heightening. According to the Littoral Regional Delegate of Post and Telecommunications, Mwaha Iba, the different sites to host the event have already been chosen and the different actors involved in the organization given specific recommendations to ensure it goes on hitch-free.
Lycée Classique of Edea and the Technical High School of Edea have the necessary infrastructure to accommodate the children, notably a football, handball and basketball courts, as well as computer laboratories. The Lycée Classique has two labs with a total of 73 desktops, while the Technical High School has three laboratories with a total of 75 desktops.
Registration is ongoing at the Edea 1 and 2 councils.
700 children already registered. We have opted not to do registration online. This is because the children are not mature enough to make decisions for themselves. So, we want their parents to be involved and decide if their children can participate in this event.
The 8th edition of the ICT Camp will take place from the 20th to the 24th of August. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
In sports, the under-20 women's football team are en route to Colombia ahead of the 2024 under-20 Women's World Cup to run from the 31st of August to the 22nd of September in Colombia. Coach Hassan Bala and his 24 players left Yaounde yesterday after more than 1 month of training. Harrison Ashu Tiku presents the team in the following report.
Katibia, Ngole Chelsea and Nga Kalis Chantal are the three goalkeepers of the squad. They plied a trade in the Guinness Women's Super League. They are to be protected by seven defenders, amongst them Jos Ngase Mbele Bernadette of FC Florineuf in France plays abroad. The remaining six players are all home-based players. The midfield consists of five local and two foreign-based players, Ngom Monique of Stade Reims and Tokun Joya Ashtar of Getafe Femino in Spain are expected to bring in their experience to guide the five other local players. Up front, the team top scorers, Lamine Mana, Naomi Eto, and Engenembem Annie Felicia, who helped the team to secure a ticket to the World Cup, will play along four other experienced strikers. Coach Hassan Bala is going into the under-20 Women's World Cup with 18 local players and 6 foreign-based players. Less than 2 weeks to the start of the tournament, the under-20 Lionesses are expected to finalize their strategies in Bogota in Colombia before the competition kicks off on the 31st of August.
To end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. The late former CAF president Issa Hayatou has been laid to rest in Garoua today following a funeral attended by world-class football managers and a cream of national and international dignitaries. He has been posthumously raised by President Paul Biya to the rank of Grand Officer of the National Order of Valor. Out of Cameroon, 16 people have been killed in clashes between local rebels and pro-government militias in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And in sports, Cameroon's under-20 women football squad has left the country for Colombia, where they'll take part in this year's Women's Football Cup. And that's a wrap on today's CRTV's afternoon edition. My name is Doris Batitato-Ekwe. Christine Victoria Pinda is here with a summary of the news in French.
Good afternoon. Issa Hayatou, les adieux au leader de toujours. L'inhumation de l'ancien président de la Confédération africaine de football a lieu ce vendredi à Garoua devant un parterre de personnalités au rang desquelles les présidents de la CAF et de la FIFA. Les cérémonies sont présidées par le professeur Narcisse Mouelé-Kombi, ministre des Sports et de l'Éducation physique, représentant personnel du président de la République. La drague Chantal Biya est de retour. Le navire long de 54 mètres a accosté au terminal à conteneurs du port autonome de Douala. La cérémonie de réception officielle s'est déroulée en présence du directeur général de l'autorité portuaire nationale. Rappelons que le majestueux appareil de dragage du Chénal du port de Douala-Bonaberry est de retour après un séjour dans les ateliers de réparation maritime au Nigeria. C'est une propriété du port autonome de Douala, donc du Cameroun. Et la drague multifonctionnelle Chantal Biya s'inscrit dans la volonté gouvernementale d'internaliser des activités maritimes. En sport, handball, les finales de la Coupe du Cameroun se disputent ce samedi au gymnase du Palais polyvalent des sports de Yaoundé. L'affiche chez les messieurs oppose la fondation André Zico aux forces armées et polices. Le tonnerre Kalara Club, quant à lui, affronte FAP dans le tableau féminin. C'était le condensé de l'info. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information le 17-18.